Good afternoon and welcome to The Sunny Side on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. I know it doesn't feel like afternoon, trust me. The heavy downpour from the morning hours up until this time, I myself rain touched my body. I cannot lie about it. I got bit by the rain. The rain caused some kind of gridlock on my way to work. Some areas flooded, and then the commercial vehicles had to park the vehicles in the middle of the road to drop passengers, hence obstructing movement, sort of. But then again, I'm here, and I'm glad to be here. So, thank God it's Friday. I didn't eat swallow this morning, so I cannot scream, thank God it's Friday. And somebody's just looking at me in a very funny manner. Like, I eat swallow in the morning when I feel like it. Sometimes I need the energy. Anyway, how you doing? I hope you're good. I'm good. And I hope you are. That being said, what are we going to be looking at today? Hooray! Heep, heep, heep. Hooray! Heep, heep, heep. Hooray! Hooray! As 8-month-old strike has been suspended. Hi! 1 month more and it will seem like 9 months pregnancy. I'm sure a lot of people are rejoicing. But we're going to talk about it. And this is why. I mean, it's been 8 whole months. How easy would it be to return to academic activities after a long strike period? That's our first conversation. Join the conversation on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and our Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, as I'll be reading your tweets and your comments. Also do well to like and share as well. Fasten your seatbelt as we look forward to a smooth ride together. So permit me to say a big congratulations to students of tertiary institutions as the 8 months, exactly 8 months. Yeah, this is 14th October. The strike began 14th of February. That was the Valentine's Day gift they were given, 14th of February. And by 14th of October, 8 months, the strike has been suspended. The Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASU, suspended its 8-month-old strike conditionally. Channel TV reports that a member of the union's National Executive Committee made this known this morning. The union decided to suspend the strike during a meeting of its leadership that started last night. The meeting lasted into the early hours of today. The meeting was called by the union to determine its next line of action after its state branches met over the Court of Appeal ruling last week. The Court of Appeal had ordered ASU to suspend the strike before its appeal of the ruling ordering lecturers to resume work can be heard. For those of us who have experienced strike, especially one as long as this, I have experienced strike in my university days. I'm sure some of my colleagues here have experienced strike. I'm sure you or someone close to you have experienced strike. Receiving the news of a suspended strike comes with mixed feelings. There's a feeling of excitement. Yeah, thank God. Finally. There's a feeling of uncertainty. So this one, they've called off the strike, or they've suspended the strike. What are the chances that they will not strike again? Should I get too excited? Should I get ready to start going back to school? There's also the feeling of anxiety. Lecturers are going to come back. Are we going to be rushed? Are we going to start lectures immediately? Can I cope? I mean, I've been away from school for over 8 months. What else? What else should be on the front burner? Money to return to school. Oh, there's house rent. Oh, remember, for the 8 months, I don't think any landlord gave their student tenant, any form of, what is it called now? I'm trying to find the right word. say, okay, since you guys are on strike, don't bother to pay me house rent. Just when you come back, you continue. Start counting your rent from when you guys return to school. I don't think so. Now, there's also the flood situation. Yes, indeed. There's a flood situation to look at. And this morning I read something, or I saw a video, very sad one. I think a part of the East-West Road, the Aoda Imbiama, Yenegua part of it, it's split into two, courtesy the flood. So you're going to think about things like the ease of movement, transportation for those students that returned home. How are they even going to get back to school? What about the lecturers that are going to get back to the tertiary institutions? And some other communities. And think about anything you can possibly think of. So the big question is, how easy will it be to return to academic activities after a long strike period? Now, if you've ever experienced a strike, maybe you should call us and tell us. In those days, when you had to return to school, what were some of the things you experienced and you just knew that it was not going to be easy? It was going to be so much of a big deal to get back into the school campus and get actively involved in all the academic activities. That's the conversation. How easy would it be to return to academic activities after a long strike period? 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003. We have the female caller line, 0817 923 0009, and one more number, which is 0817 923 0007. You remember, you can join the conversation via WhatsApp. The WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809 030 6416. Remember to turn down the volume of your radio set as you call, and also be audible so we can hear you. Also, do remember, you can watch us live on Twitter and be a part of the conversation at Nigeria Info PH, and also on Facebook, Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, yes. I just wanted to contribute to the current topic. So, personally for me, what I see as that is honestly going on in this case is just that the rate of development that we have in our society is one of the biggest problems. Now, we've had that issue as opened. This is a really big thing, but the question is, have they solved their issue? I had the city was allocated the next year 470 billion naira, but actually what they need now is 20% of the national budget. We've not even reached about 26% of the national budget. But the one thing that I have personally noticed is just that in Nigeria, we don't want to address the problems. We just sit down there and allow things to get so degraded that it becomes a problem. So personally for me, what I would say about it is, for students returning to school and all of that, the road should have been fixed. It should have been worked on. It shouldn't just be left there to degree, to the point of
okay,
collapse.
So we're not just talking about the roads. The roads are only one aspect of the things to consider. It's been 8 months away from school. I mean, how easy is it to get back into the school premises and pick up from where you left off? Let's assume that you guys already had exams. You were preparing for exams. Is it going to be easy just coming?
I'm not hearing you clearly. Network. Let me try.
Okay. When I talked about the roads, I was only talking about it because... the possibility. There is a high possibility that students returned home, for those that returned home. And if they return to homes of communities or states that are affected by the flood, What impact will this strike have, the suspension of this strike and returning to academic activities? What impact will the flood have on them? I mean, does it mean that some students will not be able to return to school? Or is there going to be some way out of the whole situation? What about their brains, for instance? 8 months away from school, I hear some of them have started doing businesses. Some of them have, you know, I don't want to mention this one now, but there's also a possibility that some of them have gotten married during the period of strike. And with marriage comes doing the legal stuff. And doing the legal stuff will mean that, yeah, there's a possibility that they may have gotten pregnant. So will it be easy rushing back to school with all of these things? Mr. Zion from GRA, welcome back to the Sunny Side. Welcome, I beg your pardon, to the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
One more time, the ASUU has goofed again. Mm. The approach of ASUU over this strike issue, is sentimental. And there are motives to this. Now, look the way they call off the strike. To be honest, a lot of students are feeling, they feel sad. And returning to school, and their mood to activate that learning culture in them might even lead some of them to be depressed, frustrated. Yes. What ASUU would have done is to pre-announce an opening date, maybe in 21 days, so that everybody starts preparing themselves towards that. The ones that are not motivated will start motivating themselves. The ones that have fixed themselves in one or two things will start reshuffling or rescheduling the time. The ones that have missed some academic prowess in them will start to grow it back, as in they want to ignite that fire again for that 21 days. For that 21 days, the school authorities or the management would have reopened, asked for maintenance, for repair. You know, a lot would have gone in place for that 21 days just to capture the mind of the students to reboot them for learning. With what ASUU have done now, I am afraid if they won't go back to school, ASUU will not know what to do. The next thing is to set exam or to set up tests to even frustrate and make the children to be more demoralized, which can also lead to depression and frustration. ASUU is a problem.
Mr. Zion, can I ask this question?
Oh, yes.
I thought before now we were clamoring for the suspension of this strike. I mean, and then now the strike is being suspended. You say ASUU, they did the wrong thing. What exactly do we want, to be honest?
The quality of your agitation determines how productive and how soon you are going to achieve it. Yes, you are clamoring for particular events to take place. Did they meet up to those events?
Okay, now let's understand something, yeah? There was an order, okay, from the Court of Appeal asking them to suspend the strike. All right? Now, the back and forth happening, to the extent some sub-segment of ASUU broke out to go and create something else and get approval to operate as academic staff union. That's another debate for another day. But then again, if they're saying that suspend this strike before you can appeal its ruling, is it not a step in the right direction? I mean, for so long they've tried to get a fair hearing, for so long they've tried to have their matters reviewed and looked into, and they're saying, okay, suspend the strike first. When you suspend, then you can come and appeal, then we can talk about this again. So why continue with the strike if you know that it wouldn't yield anything?
The approach of the court is good. The court, too, in this particular incident, to ask ASUU to reopen, they Then after that, you can now come back for negotiation, and I would see a lot of motives in it. Yes, their decision is okay. But I'm looking at the approach of ASUU itself.
Okay, so the approach is wrong.
Process. The approach is wrong. A 21-day notice should have been given.
So you are saying that today is 14th. Today is 14th, by the way. So let's do the math. 21 days added to today, that will be... we're looking at the month of November. So are
the
you
month
saying,
of November, yeah, yes.
So are you saying that what they should have done is say by XYZ day in November, return to normal school activities?
On the 24th of November, we are resuming academic activities. That would have been the announcement of today. This announcement would have been today.
But then again, Mr. Zion, I mean, I don't know if you've experienced strike before, but it's almost not possible for a strike to be called off today, being a Friday, and we expect academic activities to resume today.
On Monday.
I mean, schools. No. What I do know happens is that schools would definitely send, they will write a memo telling students when to come back to school. So ASUU suspends strike, and the school management will also have a means of disseminating information, telling students exactly when they can resume academic activities. I don't think it's hinged on ASUU to now say, okay, because the strike has been suspended, come back to school immediately. The different schools, in River State alone, we have like how many tertiary institutions? So are you expecting all of them to have their students come back at the same time? No, I'm sure the school management will sit down and then review and then say, okay, fine. Are we ready to have the students return to school? What is the academic environment like? In Amasoma, yes, that's where you have this school. I'm trying to remember the name now. Is it a Niger Delta University? I hear that the road from Tombia to Amasoma, it's split into two. So students cannot even, you can't come from this side of the road coming to Bayelsa, main town, or Yenigua, as it were. You can't go to the other side. I'm sure the school management will look at things like that as factors to prevent reopening almost immediately. Now, let's look at some Facebook messages as I have them before me. Okay, so my screen is blank now. What am I going to do? Okay, I think I'll find an alternative. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, and then the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. Michael Bogotus too says it won't be easy. The funniest thing is that when we will resume lectures, some lecturers will start rushing their topics because you say Jack, before you say Jack, you're already in the exam hall. Sanchez Joshua says it won't be easy at all. Ricky Brown says, I'm really upset now that I have secured a job of 50K monthly is when asked to know they will call off strike. I know fit vex. Yeah, I did mention that part. Some students have been able to secure jobs. Yeah, but wouldn't there be some sort of arrangement where you can school and work at the same time? Wouldn't that be possible?
Thank you for me, Nika.
Nigerian Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, yes, we need to get you call back. So, as I was saying, okay, look at what you narrated concerning the state of the road that leads to Niger Delta University in Amasoma. Actually, when I was a member of Assemblies of God, I had a pastor who was a senior, he was almost getting to a professorship anyway. In Amasoma. So I know that place very well. But the one thing I want to say about it now is with the suspension of the strike, we'll have a, we need to prepare the students, because that road now you spoke of now that leads to that particular place is another issue. Nobody will ask how would the students go back to school. These are some of the issues. Okay, you think the road leads to that? Why hasn't the governor, the federal government, handled that area properly? These are some of the questions we need to be asking, even concerning the thing that is happening with us right now. From my own doing like this, 430 billion naira allocation to us is not even enough. What universities Nigeria need is 2 trillion naira out of the 20.1 trillion naira budget. And then when that, when those funds are given, they are properly monitored by the right agencies. And now, coming to look at this thing now, ASUU now having suspended the strike with anonymity anyway, we find out that we have a lot of issues surrounding this. Now, how would the students go from their houses back to university? How would they do all the transport stuff and all those? A lot of issues many people didn't think.
All right, remember the question is, how easy would it be to return to academic activities after a long strike period? If we want to picture everything that is happening currently, the economy, the flood situation, the students themselves. I mean, someone on Facebook said he's just secured a job of 50,000 naira monthly, and you are telling him to leave that job and return to school. It doesn't make sense. I also said that there's a possibility that a lot of people got married within this period of strike. Yeah, so you're going to be having, what was it called now? Expecting mothers returning to academic activities. Let us look at how it's going to even affect the students mentally. 8 months. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 months away from school. Is it going to be easy? Are we expecting, yes, that's a big question. Are we expecting the best performances academically from these students after being away from school for so long? Smile Buddy says the resumption won't be easy as we imagined, as some of us can't even remember the last day we opened our books to read. This will bring academic backwardness. Also, as regards to the flood, which is an act of the gods, can't allow some of us to cope, for example, those how older residents. There will be academic backwardness and frustration between the lecturers and the students as well. Imawa Eni says, ASUU strike not complete. They should have allowed it to be a 9-month-old strike. Going back to classes now will be hell for some persons. The federal government and ASUU should finalize this issue once and for all, then doing us longer throats. Who knows what will happen next, if it will last for years. Didi, as for me, I am not resuming now till 2 weeks' time. I still need some rest. What are you resting for, my brother? You have been resting. Emeka Mavelos says they will be rushing everything to meet up with the academic calendar. Amos Tom Sunday said, let them resume first, or then the rest, so we'll know how easy it will be. David N. Bethy says, it won't be easier. I'm feeling for myself already. Stress and rushing of lectures will be the other of this day. Okay, someone says they should just allow this year to finish. Didi Gideon says the aggrieved lecturers and academics will concentrate their anger on innocent students. Really? Is that what happens? Someone says, Didi, just to let Mrs. Zion know that ASUU called off the strike because they had to meet 1 week deadline given by appeal court to be able to have right of hearing within 1 week. It wasn't ASUU's intention to call it off. They had to suspend the strike and show evidence of reopening before they can appeal. Paul from Port Harcourt. I think I already explained that to him. Nigerian for
good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. The question you are asked is that the academic, now that ASUU, they have suspended the strike, their strike, what will be, you know, how the activities will go on, the stress the students will face, and then all other things surrounding the resumption of the schools. To me, I am saying that it will not be easy. It will never be easy. The lecturers need to...
Hello, can you hear me?
Where they were able and where they stop, and do revisions and other things. So it's not going to be easy. Secondly, we are also looking at and the effectiveness of the teaching and learning in our various.
Oh dear, I'm so sorry we lost that call. I see some other messages from those that are watching live. This one says, it won't be easy, or my problem is for those Ituno students. Some of them will remind lecturers the assignments they gave us since January. I can't even remember the names of my lecturers, not to talk of remembering assignments. I wish I could have one lecturer call. This other one says, it won't be easy to stress... back, can't even remember anything. This, my brain is empty. Don't even know where my books are. Was expecting this strike to end next year. Ah. Ricky Brown says, okay, I've seen this one from Ricky Brown. Worry Boy Ezekiel says, at least they should have given notice so that students can arrange themselves to go back to school. Ogwo Johnny Justice says, we should be happy that the strike has been called off no matter the economic challenges. Everything will be normalized after some time. Determined student is ever ready to go back to school. Nigerian for good afternoon. Oh dear. Sorry. We lost that call. Back to your WhatsApp messages. Good afternoon, Didi. I'm a student of Uniport, currently my 200 level, as supposed to be 300 of a 4 years course, and I'm in my late 20s. Self-sponsored, living off campus. It's quite a mixed feeling for me as school opened. However, one of my classmates married some months back, another to be married this October. I leave the analysis for you. Honestly, we students have life. Thank you. I am Michael. This one says, someone called and said they should have given a date when students will return. Yes, I agree with him. Giving the students a specific time to come back will make them to revitalize and equip themselves for learning again. Sunny texting from Alodi. I think I should respond to that, but I'll do that after this.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Hip 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 hooray, as to suspend strike. And the question is, how easy would it be to return to academic activities after a long strike period? Is the big question. Yeah, I said I was going to respond to someone. Oh yeah, who says he agrees with the person that said they should have given a date. And I said that ASU is an academic body, right? However, the members of ASU belong to different tertiary institutions. I don't think they have to, what's the word I'm looking for now? Dictate to the different schools when to reopen. I'm sure most schools are currently seating or will seat eventually over the weekend to discuss the modalities for reopening, and then they're going to send a memo. Students have a way of getting that information either from the school website or from the different groups, WhatsApp groups they belong to. Some information will be in circulation eventually stating when students will return to the classroom. Today is a Friday. I mean, I honestly wasn't expecting any students to immediately rush to school today. There's Saturday, there's Sunday. Chances are that by this weekend, they will get the right information to act upon, whether to resume next week or the week after that or the week after that or whatever time is seen as convenient and appropriate for both students and staff members of the academic community. So I think that is what is usually obtainable. To those who were able to get through to us via the phone lines, thank you for joining the conversation. And then to those who joined live via Twitter and Facebook, thank you for being a part of a conversation as well. Up next is Trending Stories at 1 p.m. and thereafter another conversation, and the show will continue. Hold on, I think I just saw a message here. This one's from Chisholm Alode. Now that ASUU has agreed to resume, what happens to Kanwa? That new body formed to rival ASUU. Well, I think that is a conversation for another day. Students, parents, well, if you're rejoicing, I'm rejoicing with you. If you're feeling bad, I feel bad with you. I think I understand with you, someone who is who's experienced it. Johnson Tony Casey says, honestly speaking, things should be done properly. Certain things should be done properly done, and not funds given to education. We need some things to be done for ASUU. Should rush things due to no plan of doing things properly in the education sector. We need to do things right so our students wouldn't be demoralized. Thank you, everyone.